on, sitting comfortably. Just be aware of your body. And just be aware of the effect of talk, conversation. Be aware of the presence of the four great archangels, center point. So just gathering ourselves together. Just listen to this poem. I praise the sovereign, high prince of the kingly land, who encompasses the margins of the world. Gwaith's captivity in Carcidi is resonant with the tale of Pwyll a Pryderi. None before him was sent into it, into the heavy blue chain that bound the faithful youth. Because of the raid upon Anaven, he sorely sang. Until the world's ending, our poet's prayer shall sound. Three ship burdens of Prudwin entered within. Except seven, none rose up from Garcidi. But for seven, none returned from the castle of the mound. I am renowned in frame. A song is heard in Caerphed Evran four times revolving. My original song stems from the cauldron. By the breath of nine maidens it is kindled. The chief of Anavin's cauldron, what is its power? Ridged with enamel, rimmed with pearl. It will not boil a coward's portion, it is not destined. The sword of Chloac flashes before it, and in the hand of Chlaminac it is wielded. Before Hell's gate lights are burning, when with Arthur we go to the harrowing. Except seven, none rose up from Caerfyrddin. But for seven, none return from the castle of the Hallows. I am renowned in fame. The song is heard in the four-square fort, in the island of the flaming door. Fresh water and jet are mixed. Bright wine is the drink served to the host. Three ship burdens of Prudwen we took to sea. Except seven, none rose up from Caerigor. But for seven, none returned from the castle of Rigidity. I gave no reward to the Lord's bookmen who beyond Caer Widri saw not Arthur's valour. 6,000 men stand upon the wall. It is hard to parley with the sentinel. Three ship burdens of Prudwin we went with Arthur. Except seven, none rose up from Caer Gulydd, but for seven, none returned from the castle of the wall. I give no reward to the clerics with trailing shields, who know not who created who, nor the hour when the chick was born, who made him, why he went not to the meadows of Devwy. They know not whose the brindled ox thick his headband, with 7 score links upon his collar. When we went with Arthur on arduous expedition, except seven, none rose up from Caerfyrddin, but for seven, none returned from the castle of the High One. I give no reward to the clerics of weak intent who know not on what day the chief is made, who do not know the hour of his birth, nor what silver-headed beast they guard. When we went with Arthur, disastrous contention. Except seven, none rose up from Caer Ochryn, but for seven, none returned from the castle of the keys. Monks howl like a choir of dogs from a contest with those who know. Does the wind have one track? Is the sea one water? Is fire one single spark of fierceness? Monks crowd together like wolves with a contest from a contest with those who know. They know not the divisions of midnight and of dawn, and knowing of the wind's course, where it attacks, where it ravages, what land it strikes, the saint's grave lies hidden deep in the ground. I praise the sovereign, the great high prince. May sadness leave me, Christ protects me. Let your attention move inwards and downwards as you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle on the mound. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle on the mound. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle on the mound. Find yourself sinking downwards and downwards into the deep, till you find yourself upon the white path at the edge of the forest. And we are assembled. Ichtid comes to each of us and gives us a gift. And we follow him, step by step along the way, into the heart of the forest, into the lake with the castle on the mounds. And we contemplate the lake, and we contemplate the castle. And as we look into the waters of the lake, we may see images that may be of our life, but also may be of the deeper life. We may see images of Arthur and the acts of Arthur. We may see images of the Grail or the Cauldron. So we look deep into the lake. And as we look more and more deeply into the lake, we are drawn more to it, so that the lake becomes the place of contemplation. And as we look into the lake, as we look across the lake, we see mysteriously that the castle and the mound is no longer there. We are just with the lake, fringed with reeds, reflecting the sky. We sit with the lake at the heart of the forest. And the more that we look at the lake, the more deeply we are drawn to it. And so it is as if we plunge into the waters of the lake, letting ourselves sink into the deep, into the fluid, into the place of mystery. And we contemplate the lake from within the lake. It is a sacred place, and many treasures have been placed upon it and within it, have sunk into the deep waters. And it is as if the lake itself is filled with these treasures of image and story. And as we strangely discover that we can breathe the water of the lake, it is as if this ancient tradition is being absorbed by our nature. Layer upon layer, treasure upon treasure, we take into our body, we take into our cells, this ancient tradition of life and creativity, being filled with it. Being made new by it. And it is as if we are descending even more deeply into the bottom of the lake. Into the earth and the rocks beneath the lake. And we find ourselves once again in the great cavern. The cavern of strange rocks and minerals. Strange colours. Where we can glimpse, where we can see the image of something like a great dragon, red and black and white and many coloured. And we discover that in our hands is a treasure from the lake that is our particular expression of mystery. And it is as if we offer this to the dragon, and the dragon breathes upon it, renewing it, recreating it, and in a sense recreating us as the fiery dragon breath enters the treasure we hold, enters the body, enters our even our breath. So we breathe together with this ancient dragon at the root of everything. And as we do so, we find ourselves upon the spiral way, bearing the treasure, carried upwards by the fiery breath. Coming once again into the great hall, and seeing that hall and seeing our place within that hall as a bearer of a treasure. Feeling at one with the companions of the hall. Feeling at one with the mysterious castle that appears and disappears, that is Caer Pedevran, that is Foursquare, that is always turning, that is the castle of the Hallows, that is the castle of the Wall, that is the castle of the High One, that is the castle of the Waters. And we take our place in the hall, feeling our particular position, feeling the particular treasure that we hold. And as we contemplate the hall, we touch again the image of the mysterious head that sings. Thank you. if you'll just go now into two groups of four and one of three, just to talk about that experience. Thank you.